Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What do you want to hear most from Ben Johnson later today at Halas Hall? And how important is it for Johnson to show he can be as effective of a communicator as he has shown a play caller?
That's the question that I think people had about Ben Johnson. How is he in front of the room? We were studying his press conferences and parsing his language and wondering during his interviews if he had what it took to get in front of players, to get in front of a microphone and project confidence, all the kinds of things you want to hear from a head coach. I think we got a glimpse yesterday. Did not know that about Ben Johnson. A little bit more rah-rah than I expected, and I don't mind it. You want your football coach to be a balance of many things. We know he can do the math. There will be math. And we know he's a math major and a mathematician. But now yesterday, who knew that he had that evangelical side to him? He could get a crowd excited. I think you'll hear today a mixture of that. I hope you hear a plan for Caleb Williams. I hope you hear somebody who's talking about winning a Super Bowl at some point in time. Think big. You'll hear the Packer rhetoric. I know they have to beat the Packers. And Lovie Smith made famous on his first day how committed he was to that goal. Ben Johnson will impress everybody today. I'm looking forward to hearing him, to seeing him, to feeling what it's like in that building, because I do think he brought a new energy. It is a new day, and I think today's going to be a good one.
I want to hear him say, not only do I want to beat the Packers, I want to beat the Vikings, and I want to beat the Lions, and I want to line up with Ryan Poles and take the North and never give it back. That's what I want to hear from him. Now, it's going to be different today than it was yesterday. He's going to take questions. Heck, he might take questions from you two, for all I know, later today at Halas Hall. So we'll wait and see. One thing to walk in to your new home, be given a standing ovation by people that are working in the building. I don't think the press corps is going to stand up and give a standing ovation when he walks in the room today. And they're doing this in a different spot. Is there anything to that, guys? They're not doing the press conference where they normally do it. They're using a different room for some reason. I wonder what's up with that.
What do you mean?
Well, what do I mean? I read the press release. Usually they do it at, you guys know this better than me, Muggs Hall is where they typically have done every other press conference when they've introduced a Bears head coach since they moved to that facility. They're using a different room today with more like projectors and high-tech stuff where they would do like presentations. So they're doing it in a I read they're doing it in a different room than they typically do. And is that all about the Kevin Warren effect and doing things differently up at Halas Hall?
We'll look into that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. You're way ahead of where I'm at with it. I got to tell you, I think this is an easy day. I think you've got to be yourself. I think you've got to have the right message. It should be similar to the one that he gave to the group when he went into the building. I think that he needs to be kind of relaxed. He needs to answer questions, but this is the accumulation of days, right? This is what you do in your career when you start out, all that you do. This is a big moment for him because it's just about all that he's done to get to this point. I think you talk about that. And I think that this, you don't overly complicate it. You don't say anything you don't believe. You talk about the role that you have and the job you're going to do. And you talk about it outside yourself. Talk about all the people that will help, that have helped you get there and will help you as you get this job. I think it's, you know, don't get caught up in yourself. Don't get, have a vision. Talk about the vision. Talk about the plan. Whatever you said was good enough to get you hired. Talk about that. And I think he'll do very well. And I think everybody will be pumped up about it.
Yeah, it's a big moment. He'll win the press conference going away.
Yeah.
There's more to it than winning the press conference.
He's leading right now.
Yeah.
And this is just coming in the bottom of the ninth, and there's no pressure on you. You're just doing a little celebratory thing.
And last night, yesterday's moment, yesterday's occasion was a really good opening act for what we're going to see today.
That's it.
It got people a little bit revved up to see more because his first impression was a great one. He didn't seem like he was overwhelmed.
No, he didn't. And that's how you handle yourself, and he shouldn't be overwhelmed because, like I said, this is a moment where you take a little bit of a bow about everything you've accomplished, but you talk about the future, you talk about other people, and you keep yourself and your ego out of it, and you should do fine. It's hard to lose this one.
It's hard to lose this one.
All right. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio. 312-644-6767. We'll get to your phone calls after the break. Mully and Haw on the score.